hopefully we'll see where it goes.
Do we have new microphones? Am I dreaming or are these new microphones?
They're new since we moved back in.
The answer is both.
Yeah.
So is my microphone on?
Yes.
Okay, very good. That's weird.
Final budget become public. So you proposed and then you filed. You had yesterday to file. When does that technically become public with, you know, your change orders?
That I don't know.
Can you ask President, because we're getting some inquiries, and I think once you filed it, it was technically public. So I want, normally you would have the first say. Yeah.
Hey, Kristen.
She's on it. Thank you.
All right. Who stole my gavel?
Somebody put it over here.
Keep an eye on that one.
Soon enough, Commissioner. Soon enough. Good morning, everybody. This is the Wednesday, May 10th AM session of the Portland City Council. Carla, please call the roll.
Fish.
Here.
Saltzman.
Here.
Udaly.
Here.
Fritz.
Here.
Wheeler.
Here. The usual preliminary notice. The purpose of council meetings is to do the city's business, including hearing from the community on issues of concern. In order for us to hear from everyone and to give due consideration to matters before the council, we must all endeavor to preserve the order and decorum of these meetings. To make sure that the process is clear for everyone, I want to review some of the basic guidelines, which I hope will help everybody feel welcome and respected and safe at the meeting, and also ensure that decorum is maintained. There are two opportunities for public participation. First, we have an opportunity for people to sign up for communications to briefly speak about any subjects they wish to address. These items on the communications calendar must be scheduled in advance with the clerk's office. Second, people may sign up for public testimony on the first readings of reports, resolutions, and ordinances. If you sign up, your testimony must address the matter being considered at the time. Please state your name for the record. We don't need your address. If you're a lobbyist, please disclose that. And if you're here representing an organization, please identify the organization. Individuals have 3 minutes to testify unless otherwise stated. When you have 30 seconds left, the yellow light's going to light up. And when your time is done, the red light will come on. Conduct that disrupts the meeting, for example, shouting or interrupting others' testimony or interrupting during council deliberations, is not allowed. People who disrupt the meeting face ejection from the meeting. If there's a disruption, I'll issue a warning that if any further disruption occurs, anyone who's disrupting the meeting will be subject to ejection for the remainder of the meeting. Anyone who fails to leave the meeting after being ejected will be subject to arrest for trespass. If you'd like to show your support for something, a simple thumbs up will do. If you want to express that you don't support something, thumbs down is good. Thanks, and we'll get started with council.